Some of that usually with a C.
What?
Hello.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah, this is Brandon.
This is Zach with the Vikings again. We got our local media here. If you want to go ahead and open it up with the statement, and then they'll ask you a few questions.
Okay. Well, first of all, I wanted to thank GM Rick Spielman and Coach Zimmer for giving me the opportunity to come to Minnesota and contribute to the team. And it's been a long process, and I'm just ready to get to work. And I'm really looking forward to being a Minnesota Viking and come down there and contribute to some wins and try to get to the Super Bowl.
What has today been like?
Sir?
What has today been like? Waiting to see your name?
It's been long, man. A lot of people calling me, just asking me questions. A lot of teams calling me, just wondering how I'm doing and telling me to keep my head up and wait. So I've just been trying to stay positive and hanging with my family all day, just trying to keep positive vibes around me.
What have the conversations been like with the Vikings so far?
It's been good, actually. They said they liked me a lot, my versatility that I bring to the table. So it was pretty good from, like, off the bat. They saw that I had a really good pro day, so they went and watched some film on me, and it was pretty good.
Can you play inside and outside?
Yes, sir, I can, but they're looking at me at the wheel position, the weak side linebacker, so I can really, like, be behind the three technique, and I can really run a lot.
The linebacker has been one of the positions of need for the Vikings. They got Anthony Barr there in the first round. Just how do you feel? You think you can step in and really help their linebacking core right away?
Yes, sir. I feel like I can step in. I bring a lot of athleticism and instincts to get into the ball. I can bring a lot to the team, special teams, anything they need. So I feel like I can step in and contribute right away.
When you see all these names start scrolling by throughout the day and family members kind of asking when you're going to go, how frustrating is it to stay composed throughout the day?
It's pretty frustrating, especially that you, since you played against some of the people and you know some of the guys and you know you're actually a better player than them. So it's a little frustrating, but you can't let it get to you because, you know, I feel like God put me in the best situation that he wanted me in, and I'm just going to go forward from there and just work as hard as I can and control whatever I can control.
What's your impression of Mike Zimmer so far? Have you talked to him much?
Great. Yeah, I talked to him. He's a great coach, man. He has a great vision, vision moving ahead. So,
Were you familiar at all with the defense he ran in Cincinnati? Because I know, like,
yeah.
Vontaze Burfict wasn't drafted, and he became an All-Pro.
Yeah, I kept up with them because – Yeah, Michael Johnson from Georgia Tech, he actually played for the Bengals. So I watched the Bengals a lot, and I kept up with him. He always had a pretty good defense when he was with the Bengals, so I heard he's a pretty good coach there.
The Vikings emphasized defense in this draft, 7 of their 10 selections. When you look around at some of these other defenders being taken, is it kind of exciting to have this young injection of defensive players on the team?
Yeah, it is, because, you know, he's going to come in and he's going to be new, it's going to be a new place for all of us. And just a lot of the players being on defense, it'll kind of help you adjust better and come in and work harder, because you have new people coming in just like you on defense. And all of you all are trying to get acclimated to it and try to contribute to the team as best as you can.
Now, did you ever take a break today and just, you know, go take 10, 15 minutes to yourself? Or were you afraid if you went away from anywhere too long, you might get picked?
Nah, I did it. I just stayed in front of the TV with my family and my friends and just waited it out. I knew the best situation was going to happen, so I didn't try to get too down.
Appreciate it, man. Congrats.
Congratulations.
No problem.
Thanks again, Brandon.